it's that simple.
Fuck you.
It is.
Nah.
Yes, it is.
Nah, I refuse to accept that.
Yeah, because you are tied to who you think you are. You think you're somebody. That's
no, I don't think I'm anything. I don't even know who the fuck I am.
But Dave has a... Absolutely. He's adamant about believing nothing.
Yeah.
So understand that about him.
Yeah. Nah, I get that. I get that.
Yeah, he does.
And he can believe it all he wants. Just don't impose it on me, motherfucker.
That's true, though. Fail safe.
Nah,
yeah, it's just that it is. It's a safety net. It's a psychological.
You can talk in.
I think you guys are fags.
Honestly, the sad thing about my life, dude, is that I don't know who I am. I only know what I create. But I, straight up, I've been asked before how I see myself.
That's being an empty shell of a person. He needs evidence that he even exists.
Yeah, that's kind of
good. I don't know what the fuck else to tell you. I have no fucking clue. I've been asked, like, how I see myself or, you know, and I don't know the answer
to that question. Dylan, run downstairs, get Jared some tampons. No, sure. Oh, like, he's so sensitive, too. He gets so
But like straight up, I don't have no fucking clue.
But that's a good measure, though. I think that's good. You're always creating.
Yeah.
Jared's wicked for creating.
Yeah. If you're always creating, he's got a thing.
I don't know. It's just, it's a weird thing.
Dude,
to not
if you're
know
an artist, you're
yourself,
an artist,
man.
Brother. Like, look, a lot of people are humble about it. They don't
talking
own
talking
it.
Yeah.
You can't. I'm an artist.
This thing?
I can't help it.
Just Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It's
you're
less that.
It's more
so
that. No, it's more so that I wish I didn't place all my self-worth on my output kind of a thing. Because, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just a bunch of bullshit. Just a bunch of shit.
Well, no, but because that's how everyone in society gives you fucking worth.
Yeah, but
really?
That's the problem is
what
that I shouldn't... My worth shouldn't come down to what other people like think of me.
No, I know, but that's how the game works. Wow. That's what's so sick about it.
Yeah.
How about this song? Though?
You don't like it?
It's beauty.
It's so sick.
Talk about simplicity and just.
Yo, I watched this interview the other day with Stevie Ray Vaughan, and he was talking about how he thinks Jimi Hendrix was killed on purpose.
Yo, yeah.
And he was like, yo, I'm not going to talk about it, but I'm just going to
say. You know about Jimi Hendrix's manager and how fucked he was?
No.
So a lot of people think that his manager had him killed.
Yeah, you guys
so.
Get smoked, man. I'm all on my own.
All recording?
I'm smoking him on my own.
So, yo, I'll tell you this fucking story. So Jimi Hendrix's manager actually, he tried to stage a kidnapping to try to get Jimi to trust him again. Because he would do all kinds of fucked up shit to Jimi, and he heard that Jimi was looking for a new manager. So he tried to stage an event where he would have a guy kidnap Jimi Hendrix and set it up so that he would rescue Jimi from the kidnapper and be like, Jimi, look, I love you. I'm your buddy. I'm an amazing manager, you know? Yeah, yeah. And then Jimi found out about it and was like, brother, that's some weird ass shit. So then people are thinking it was because Jimi found out about that and was going to drop the guy indefinitely that he had Jimi Hendrix fucking murdered.
Hot dose. Wasn't that the same thing with Mac Miller too? Apparently, didn't he get a hot dose?
I don't know exactly.
Well, Mac was
in
a bad way, bro. Mac was doing 20 different pills a night.
Yo, didn't he also have Harley Pasternak as his fucking personal
20.
Trainer?
It's not even one an hour.
Mac Miller?
Yeah. I swear he was in Harley Pasternak's fucking list there.
Probably.
Or in Hoax.
Yeah.
I know Ellen Page was one of them.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, and so was Amanda Bynes. She lost her fucking absolute shit.
These guys live different, man. When you can just order hot chicks.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, we are.
The Pedophiles, welcome back to another episode with the boys. What's good, everybody?
I didn't know. Is it because you could smell the pee from my jeans? Is that why you...
No, I just assumed you were retarded and thought the mic would, like...
No, I was just putting it down. I felt like an idiot holding it.
Yeah, fair enough. I just felt like doing like a casual,
little casual podcast sesh with the boys, with the professional up and coming talents. So I mean, there is
here is professional. I think.
No, you guys are all doing the big clubs. You're doing the big clubs. That by the way, we got Dave McInnes. We have Jared really Mitchell, sure. We have Dylan Scott, Lewis Molds, and myself, Dmytro Gorienko. I did want to maybe talk a little bit since this is so interesting, and I don't know how much you want to talk about, but Dylan, you want to talk about your little sescapades?
I mean, it's out there, dude. Like, when you guys are gonna see a lot of stuff if it so happens to leak of my cock. It's out there, so.
Your cock in what positions, though?
I try to make it sexy.
So. Like where? Like a bedroom, inside, outdoors, like.
In my room, on my bed. Mm-hmm. It's bad. I mean, I got girls now that will just watch me come live.
Live or maybe through a window?
Oh, as far as exhibitionism is concerned.
Well, I mean, your own window, maybe her window.
I've done a lot of exhibitionism, guys. I don't want to fucking tell you guys what I already told everybody here before the pod. I've done a lot of it. The crazy shit that can happen when you live that kind of lifestyle is mind-blowing. People wouldn't believe this, the levels I've gone to and the points that I've pushed myself to and gotten away with it. At the same time, it's bad in the sense that it's a self-victimization that happens when you are sexually deviant.
Would you be okay?
There's a self-victimization involved in it. It's a form of abuse.
Can I say something? This is a terrible way to start a podcast.
Well, here's the thing. Dylan Scott's being a little bit coy, and that's fair. Maybe he doesn't want to talk about it because everyone here is worried about legality issues.
Whatever, dude.
But like the Tim Hortons story, would you be down to?
No, I don't want to get into specifics.
It was going fine before you were like, it's the metaphors, we're recording.
Yeah, it was like a regular conversation.
What are you fucking talking about Jimi Hendrix conspiracy theories out of the blue? Out of the fucking blue.
The Jimi Hendrix conspiracy theory is way cooler than McDonald's.
Alright, fine.
And yo, we could have looped him up into telling the story if we had like a regular conversation going prior to it. Rather than, we're the pedophiles, let's talk about
sex. Pitching. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck. People like it. Sex sells.
Here's the thing. People like it.
People like Jimi Hendrix conspiracy theories too.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You gotta intro it a little bit.
People like a parasocial listening experience where they're like a fly on the wall. And they listen to people talking naturally. That's what people like.
You like a parasocial experience like that because you're the freaky little British guy.
That's good. That's what we want to hear. You guys brainstorming what people like to hear on a podcast.
I'm sorry, Dave McKinnis. We can't talk about anything around this guy.
No.
What's so entertaining going on with your life, Dave?
Stop shouting.
Well, I gotta reach this thing.
No, you don't. It's sensitive.
It's like across the room.
But anyways, so I'm a sinner, all right? And who gives a fuck? Really, who really gives a fuck? Because at the end of the day, nobody cares. If somebody comes up to you and says, "Wow, you've done a bad thing," and then you sit there and go, "Well, I'm sorry." What are you really telling them?
Well, who even is this fucking guy? You know what I mean? Who is telling me I did a bad thing? Who the fuck are you?
What are you really telling that guy when you apologize to him?
You're right.
You're telling him that you care so much about the public backlash for the sin. That's what you care about. You're doing damage control at that point.
Damage control.
That's all you're doing.
Yeah, and I don't think you should like beat yourself up for apologizing, especially if you are aware in your mind it's damage control. Mm-hmm. But you know, you don't have to beat yourself up for apologizing at the same time. Like you gotta realize. I said this yesterday, but like, I'd rather apologize than ask permission. You know what I mean? If faced with those two decisions, I'll just rather do the thing and then apologize later if I have to do damage control.
Every person knows on an internal compass level if the actions that he's taking are elevating his identity or diminishing his identity.
That's the real sin, is what you're saying.
That's the sin, is transgression against the self.
I even think, like, keeping identity in mind, like, two different people could do the same thing, and one could get praise for it, and one could look like a total asshole. You know what I mean? And obviously there are, like, exceptions to that thing, but I feel like, yo, if I were to post a picture of me in bed with a girl like you did, it wouldn't work the same way. It's not my persona kind of shit. You know?
Well,
it'd be weird as shit.
Well, the caption was funny.
And even though it was like kind of weird that you did it, it fits in with your style of weird kind of a thing where it's like, yeah, fucking Dimitri.
But that's a great example. Thank you for bringing that up, actually, is because Yeah, I ended up deleting that picture because she called me and she was like a little bit upset or whatever. And I was like, all right, I'll apologize. You know, yeah. I already got my fun out of it, whatever.
You posted on your weird Telegram.
Posted on all my platforms.
Did you?
Yeah.
You put it on Instagram.
But here's
Instagram,
the thing.
On Facebook.
Okay, that's pretty wild.
But here's funny. The thing.
It was a hilarious caption. I was in bed thinking that. I'm like, imagine I do that, and I'm like debating it in my head. And I'm like, let's go with it. It's just too funny not to do it.
I mean, that's what comedians should do.
Thank you.
I don't agree with it, but it's like, but it's just about like being the biggest, funniest retard and recording it and putting it out there.
Thank you.
You know what I'm learning about life, guys, is life is about joy. And it doesn't mean it's about happiness. But I think the fundamental element of this life is that it's an experience. And I really think that if you're not taking it in once a day, if you're really not just sucking it in, I think you're missing the point. Because subjectively, I could say that something you did was wrong, or that something you did was wrong, and that something you did was wrong. At the end of the day, I have an agenda. You have an agenda, we all do.
Are you saying like joy is different to happiness?
Well, so joy to me is like an acknowledgement that I'm alive. That's all it is, in its most simplest form.
Or in other words, hedonism.
But it's not necessarily enjoyable.
No, it's an acknowledgement that you're alive.
It's like a thrill.
Yeah, right. Because something isn't enjoyable, but say you have like a near miss or something, you get that like jolt and it's unpleasant, but then afterwards you're like,
It's this tension release thing. But the point that I'm getting to, though, is that suffering. So you want to know when I'm walking down the street and when people really look at me and they really give me respect? It's when I appear to be a guy who is suffering honorably.
That's kind of funny you said that.
You know, in regards to what you said about the joy thing, I have an example for that, and I think about this sometimes, and it makes me kind of laugh my ass off. I was living with a girl, and we hadn't paid rent in like fucking like 4 months at this point, you know? And we owed about, at that point, like probably like $2,000 something. We were so behind on like paying everything, and we, even while we were doing it, we wouldn't say a word about it. We would just kind of keep going, and then we finally like broke the ice and been like, dude, we haven't paid rent or utilities or like anything in like 4 months, and just started laughing our asses off for like a good 10 minutes about how fucked and crazy this shit is and how in a hole we are. And it was actually one of the funniest moments of that whole fucking relationship that we would like think back to and talk about and like laugh about and shit, you know? So
yeah
I see where you're coming from, man.
Yeah, for sure. There's an acceptance, right, of your suffering.
Yeah.
That is, it's noble in the sense that everyone's suffering.
Yeah. And there's even, like, the fact that we subconsciously kind of separated ourselves from the mistake. You know what I mean? It's like we're not blaming ourselves. We're not beating ourselves up. We're acknowledging, like, holy fuck, we have gotten ourselves into a shitstorm here. But I guess it's, like, the thrill of it all. It's just so fucking funny.
Like, for instance, I have problems with my head now from all the years of fighting. Right? Like, been fighting. I remember the first fist fight where I got beat up bad. I was probably 10 or 11. Bloody
beat up.
This is back when I was a real crazy fucking kid, and I was a bad kid. And I just attacked this guy for no reason. I would do that sometimes.
What guy?
He was walking down the street. He was a bald kid. He was probably post-pubescent. He was a bigger kid than me. He was a hardened kid. I grew up in a pretty like, wasn't a very rich neighborhood, we'll say, right? And this kid beat me up, plain and simple, kicked my ass. I started shit, and he whooped my ass. And so, I mean, I had a rough life in the sense that I grew up with tough older brothers, and they weren't easy on me, you know what I mean? And I got into a lot of head banging, drag out brawls when I was drunk in my 20s, you know, where like I would get drunk and I would take out my anger on the world, you know, some lucky candidate, you know what I mean, just, hey, we're walking, don't fuck with me, you know. And I'm not even a big guy, I'm not even a tough guy, I kind of know where I stand when it comes to how tough I am. But when you get into your 30s, all that, you start reaping what you sow, and my body started feeling the effects of some of those fights, and my mind started feeling the effects of some of it, and it made me more crazy, it made me more aggressive, it made me my impulse control worse, and it just put me in a spot where I had to take more care of myself, that's all. I had to focus, because when you have problems, you focus on what's important. That's the one thing problems do very well for us as people.
Necessity becomes that mother of invention.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if things are lost, or things are bad, or things are desperate, you really focus on what's important. So I've gotten to the point in life, because my life's been so up and down, and it's been so crazy, that I've really gotten to the meat of like what life is, I think. And that's where you get into joy. You get into the acknowledgement that you're alive. There's people that are in horrible positions that would fight for the very fact that they're alive just because they want to live.
It's a really off-brand episode of The Pedophiles so far.
Just life itself.
Not necessarily. Whenever I'd have Dylan Scott on the podcast, he'd just talk about his philosophy.
Not in a bad way either. Not in a bad way.
Yeah, those are always good listens. Yeah. I mean, he talked about the samurai who like just murdered
What was it, the 13 rings or something like that?
Yeah, the Book of Five Rings. So that's Miyamoto Musashi. So Miyamoto Musashi was a sword saint, and I can get into some of the occult philosophy behind
but this sword. Just like thinking about every time you have to like fight a guy and you might die, you have to kill him or he. Imagine what kind of life that would be.
Hostile.
Yeah,
a little bit. Maybe a little bit hostile, yeah. It's a great word.
Yeah, I feel what you mean too, what you said about like being in your 30s, kind of feeling things come back to you. I feel the effects a lot more since I turned 30 of lack of sleep and how it can fuck my day. And it really started like almost right after I turned 30, to the point where I wonder sometimes like if they didn't give us like a number for how long we've been on the planet, would I even be feeling this thing the way I'm feeling it now, having it in mind, you know? Or if like I just lived and it was never counted or anything like that, maybe these things would be a little more, you know?
So I'll explain a little bit about this. So it's considered the Saturnian return, basically. So Saturn every 30 years does a cycle, right? And so this, when you're 30, so Saturn is a planet, okay? But it also has a lot of occult. Saturn, Satan, Saturn, Hail Saturn. You start getting into stuff and it's planets, right? The occult, right?
The black cube of Saturn.
Yeah, so Saturn, the Saturnian return, one of the aspects of Saturn, okay, is the Reaper. So it has to do with the return on the investments you made. Now, what are the investments you made throughout your life? Well, that's each individual, right? So what is that investment? That means you're reaping the investments you made on a psychic level first. Because things start on the level of thought. So that when you're 30, you're getting your just due.
That's wild.
Do you know what's so...
That's so true.
It's coming back.
You know what, too, though? You know what I think, though?
We've all gone through that. If you're 30, you've gone through it.
What I kind of relate to this, though, in the certain, like, the psychosomatic perspective I have on it, where I feel like sometimes just knowing that number can sort of fuck you, is the same way in which people change based on the decade, you know? There's, like, the 50s style and the 60s style and blah, 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 blah. And I wonder if we didn't put a number to it kind of a thing, would we dress like we were in the 50s, you know what I mean, and have that kind of style last longer than 10 years and then a shift because now we're in another number, you know? How everyone had its own thing and it seemed to have, like, a psychological impact on how people developed and advanced, you know? Not that we wouldn't eventually develop, but would it, you know?
I feel like 30 is like a very like significant number because you get different, like, when you turn like 12, you get like this trigger in your brain and then turns you into like a teenager, and then I feel like it is pretty like set. Because there's like a set number of years
the
like
Egyptian
things seem to happen.
Yeah.
I do want to point out also how, like, the famous image of Saturn, the Renaissance painting, is him eating his kid. So it's a really interesting way that the cannibalization...
Right. Guys, is there any way we can pause this, though?
Yeah.
Pardon me, guys. We'll come right back to you.
Just know when we're on.
Yeah, so all I want to say is how, like, the image of Saturn is
Jill
eating
Scott
his kid.
Jill Scott just said that he's an actual fuck. No, okay. I'll get you mad.
Don't do that, dude. I'd smash this thing.
But, like, what you said...
that wouldn't even affect Dave. That would affect Lewis.
It doesn't matter.
He would just be sitting there like, oh, well.
Bad decisions. You guys would make bad decisions.
Oh, no, that's Joy. That's Joy right there. Yeah. Oh shit, is my stuff gonna get smashed? What's gonna happen? What are the implications of this?
They'd pay so for it after, but you know, either way. There'd be no trace of anything.
No, dude, I like gambling. I just love that, like, just putting it all on the line. Putting it all on the line, like, you know, death or glory.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
There's even, like, a sexiness to losing sometimes in gambling, you know what I mean? Yeah. At least, personally speaking, it's like, I don't know, I feel like, yeah.
But, okay, let me just get into wealth a little bit, okay? I just want to talk about wealth, okay? So, first of all, the first step to wealth...
Worship Saturn.
No, okay, I'm going to tell you guys the first step to wealth.
Moloch fires.
Same thing.
Acknowledging how wealthy you already are is the first step to wealth. We must acknowledge how wealthy we already are.
Yeah, like how healthy you are as well. Like
health is wealth. Who loves you?
To that point, one thing I try to, like, keep in mind.
It's a nice Chinese lady for me. She... That's who loves me, like a Chinese lady.
Ooh, your wife nice is Chinese sexy, lady. Bro. And and look. I don't want to be. I'm trying to be this. Yeah. I'm trying to be this in, like,
and taste.
As cool as I can be about it, right? Because I'm an animal. But yeah, dude. I
Yo, Dylan, can I tell you this? Yeah. I just literally told you guys yesterday. But Dylan, you'll love this. So you're talking about health and wealth, and it was so funny you said a Chinese lady. So before I went to rehab for the first time, I went to a rub and tug, and I go there, and it's, like, pretty, like, little Asian girls on the fucking site.
Yeah,
you
love
show
them.
Up.
They love dick, too. They enjoy their job.
Oh, Asians?
They really like
Asians
their job.
Love the dick.
But I show up, and it's just, like, a bunch of, like, fat, middle-aged Asian chicks.
They love the dick, too. Maybe so, more so, even.
Honestly, too, when you told me the story before, you were, like, talking about, like, it was a bad thing that they were, like, fat, middle-aged Asians.
You know? No, sometimes that's what gets you off.
Asians are just hot at any age. It's a problem.
They get hotter as they age, actually.
Yeah, they do.
Have you seen them?
But anyways, you faggots, I'm trying to tell fucking Dylan a story, because Dylan's going to love this. I don't know if I told you, Dimitri, but you'll like, this is funny. So anyways, I show up and it's like a fucking, like a bigger fucking middle-aged Asian lady, and I'm laying on the masseuse table after I've done the massage, and she starts giving me a blowjob, and I just take my fingers and I put it in her pussy, and she just turns around and slaps my hand. She goes, "You're not a gentleman. Be a gentleman." And I just start laughing, and I just grab her head, and she just keeps sucking my dick.
That's so awesome.
But it was just so funny. It was just like this, like, slap.
"You're not a gentleman. Be a gentleman."
That's like a self-fuck. Like,
yeah, I can tell you a lot of stuff that I've done with Asian women.
Did the rest
extensive.
Of the experience just happen in complete silence after that? Like, the word was said.
You've told us this joke. You've told everyone this joke about 10 times while you're drunk.
Well, whatever. What did I say? Did I say it was for you guys? I said it was for Dylan.
And it was hilarious, and I really enjoyed it.
I said it was for Dylan.
Well, yeah, the first time you hear it, it's amazing. When you notice me and Jared did not give a fuck.
I never heard it before. That's funny.
No, it's for the listeners.
For the listeners.
No, but I'm telling you, man.
For
even just
five people that are gonna hear this.
I'm just talking.
Maybe more. We're both sharing on our channel.
How about even moments like this? We talk about wealth, going back to wealth. Like, this is huge for me. Like, I get to sit here with interesting people. Like, look, I've worked regular jobs with hacks. They don't have a funny bone in their body. You know, it's like, look, I'm not judging those people. I love those people. We need those people, right? They're living shit lives, some of them. They need to laugh. But my point is just, like, when you're around people and you actually enjoy the company, I mean, fuck, man. Gratitude, bro.
It was literally funny, though, right before we started this. Remember, Dimitri, we were sitting there and Dylan's like, He's like, my favorite thing is to be alone. He's like, literally this? And he like points to all of us in the room. He's like, this is my least favorite thing.
Yeah, he's like, I hate this.
Yeah, he's like, I literally hate this.
No, because here's the thing is I'm such an introvert that I haven't hung out with anyone for 3 months.
Yeah, probably.
So when I get around people, I actually do enjoy it because I am an introvert, right? I don't like... I'll probably sleep after this. But at the end of the day, no, it's because when we lost Liam, it made me think about who Liam was as a guy and my memories with him. And all they were, really, to me, were like... Lewis talked about how when Liam would walk in the room, I would just smile. Because Liam put off this energy, like, I am here for nothing but to enjoy you guys. He thought we were all so cool, dude.
What was
he? He's the funniest man most of us have met. But he's just the guy who fucking...
Did he thought, do stand-up or anything?
He thought we were...
He did for a time, but he was very self-conscious about doing stand-up. And virtually just stopped for, like, years and years.
He really enjoyed his time with his friends. He really enjoyed being around comics. He really thought it was cool.
Well, because he knew what he was going to do back home by himself, and that
was enough. Yeah, exactly. But it's like... I'm talking about a guy who really appreciated people. Like, he thought if you were a comic, there was a part of him. He thought you were a rock star. He did. He thought you were, you know, and but he was funnier than any one of us. That was the sick.
And he made like these videos as well.
That was the sick part.
Dude, his videos are fucking amazing. Yeah. They're the greatest thing ever. Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know if the recording would pick up, but I mean.
But it made me think.
Try, because there is. Maybe I could.
It made me honestly think that if I lost any one of these guys, man, that I've spent the last 3 years with, it would probably hurt me. It would probably crush me, you know what I mean?
I'm not a big, editor.
It probably would.
I could put it in post.
Dude, he was, like, completely his own human, too. And he was just always sharp. He was, like, fucked. He could be completely fucked up. Mm-hmm. Which it was, like, I was always sad to see that. Because, like, he was so fucking smart. But he would still be, like, killing it. Just speaking fluently and talking shit. I remember one time he tried on these big, like, white glasses I had and then just killed me. He was like, he said he looked like a judge in RuPaul's Drag Race, you know? And just, like, he would say shit like that, but just, like, so, I don't know. There was, he was his own dude, like, altogether.
When we lost him, man, I mean, I took that hard, man, you know? And I know we all did, but,
like... Let me just play this,
I didn't get to know him as well as a lot of you guys did. But there was one moment I had with him in particular at the Royal, where usually he'd be just like kind of talking shit, but this was one time I saw him kind of switch modes and just go serious kind of thing. And I don't know, he just sort of said like straight up about how I used to be a faggot and I've gotten my shit together, and he's happy to see that, and I carry myself differently. And it was like so serious and weird, you know? And I don't know, I still think I'm a faggot. I think I'm definitely the biggest faggot ever. But, I don't know. Just seeing, like, a different side of the guy.
I'm just gonna, like, play this and see if it...
Yeah.
This, cause it's...
Someone put me in a movie. I want to kill myself. I sometimes play guitar. I'm not very good. I do a couple open mics occasionally. I'm very divisive. I have a lot of razor blades. It's either drugs or suicide at this point, motherfuckers. Put me in something. I'm the next Jonah Hill. I'll gain weight. I don't give a fuck. I'll become Jewish. Put me in your stupid little kite movies.
So we're talking the funniest guy you'll ever meet in your life. Like, but, I mean... From my perspective, and we all have our selfish memories of him, but the biggest thing for me was when he put on a song by, who was it?
Steely Dan?
Dude, it was that song where everybody knows. Who is he? I should know this. Everybody knows. Can you put up the song Everybody Knows on?
Oh, that's literally what it's called.
Yeah, it's, is this it? You put it on?
No.
Everybody knows.
Let me play this one of the clip as well. This is
to make sure you put it on.
Oh, look. Yeah.
I might cut it. I don't know.
So I just wanted to put this song on.
Wait.
Or this, because this song, I hadn't heard it before. Oh, I'm such a faggot. And when you hear the song, you'll understand.
Don't worry, I'm a faggot.
from the What's up? I'm in the city of Toronto, and I'm by a bunch of fucking bicycles and shit. And look it, there are communists that are taking over our sweet country.
Can't really sing, but
yeah, Bob Dylan
put together interesting shit.
Yo, you know who's sick though? Randy Newman.
Randy Newman, the Toy Story.
Yeah, yeah, he's got
awesome. He's sick.
Yeah,
he's actually sick.
I don't think I've heard anything by him other than
he's
you got a friend in
Newman. He's actually sick. Yeah. I love that you love Randy Newman too.
He's a really great musician, professional. So in this song here by Leonard Cohen, everybody knows. So me and Liam comes over to me and Dimitri's bedbug-ridden fucking slumlord apartment.
And, we invited tons and tons of people there to
give a single fuck because
watch us do comedy.
Neither
and pay
of
us
have a fuck to give. You know, if we had a fuck to give, we might give it, but we don't. Point blank. You feel me?
Oh, I feel you.
Like, there's a real
I do some stupid shit because of that.
This guy, I know he knows about
it. I love Dylan so much because in between sentences, he's always ready to throw down.
This guy's lived. He's lived. Yeah, and Jared too. Jared's lived, bro. I mean, this guy's lived in Toronto. This guy's lived with not much.
This can turn fast. Like, I know I will fuck you up right now.
But so he comes over and he always brought really good whiskey. He didn't always have a lot of it, but he had a lot of really good whiskey. And he would bring a nice quality whiskey. We'd play some guitar. And we went to the liquor store this one time. I forget where we were going, what we were doing. And this was the song. And take some time and look at these lyrics. Take some time. And I just want you guys to know that if I would have known how precious that moment was, I kind of did though. I'm gonna be honest, I kind of did.
Fuck yeah.
Because I told him, I said, Liam, I've never heard this song in my life. Here's this musician. I've been a musician since I was 13, guys. In bands and shit.
Are you self-taught, or did you take lessons?
My brother is a great musician. He's estranged from me for the last... I can go into that, but he taught me how to play and stuff. Mm-hmm. But... I had an acknowledgement in that moment, because I've been a musician since I was 13. A hipster. Look how I dress. I'm a hipster, okay? And I didn't know who Leonard Cohen was. Think about that. I was 28 years old.
I only found out about Leonard Cohen too, like recently, over the past, like, probably around the same time, 27th May. Yo, the Grateful Dead is another band that I just found out in my, like, mid-20s. They're pretty cool, man. I like them.
I think they're overrated as fuck.
I like them.
Apparently the thing about them was they were, like, a jam band, so you'd want to go see them live because they'd just, like, jam out for, like, fucking, like, 2 hours kind of a thing. But I've never been able to get into, like, their tunes. And I've always felt like they're, like, deep state as fuck.
You guys
I think they're straight
up. Oh, you mean like Frank Zappa?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Same shit.
Damn.
I even think fucking Leonard Cohen is. He comes from like McGill University and shit.
That'd be the sickest.
Jews! They're all Jews.
He's a Jew. It's not deep state, okay? He's a Jew.
What a Jewish deep state.
What a great assignment.
By default.
Imagine like joining the CIA and they're like, okay, we need you to be in a psychedelic.
Jews
like,
aren't as bad as
right.
To make everyone like take these drugs so we can like, you know, use the fucking mental elasticity.
What if you join the CIA and they force you to convert to?
I'm gonna tell you guys something about the deep state, okay?
I mean, I'm joining the CIA. Like signing up for.
I think that'd be a lot weirder than your scenario.
Then what? What'd you say?
If you go there and they force you to become a Jew.
There's
like,
only one thing that
yeah,
yeah,
they're like
the Torah like at a fucking
it's
bar mitzvah.
It's just tradition. We don't even know why we do it anymore.
Mm,
like.
But does that mean I get to do a bar mitzvah and all that kind of shit?
Get
money and everything?
Yeah.
I'll do it. Then fuck it. Yeah, fuck it.
So here's the thing right now, is the power structure right now, it's not the occulted, religious, spiritual power structure of the founding fathers, okay? The power structure now is a bunch of apes. They think short term. They're poor leaders. They don't care about anything worth caring about. What's worth caring about is things that are just and upright and on the level. And okay, look.
The name of justice is like where the most injustice comes from.
Here's the thing.
Anyone being a leader is a bad leader for the fact that they want to be leaders. You never want your leader to be the one that wants to be the leader. You literally lead by example.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. The ones that are leading by example are never appointed to because they're never fucking in the running. You know what I mean? Like, it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit. Yeah. And it's all about power, money, control, and ultimately sex.
Yeah.
And, like, to create your own sexual deviancies. Because once you can do whatever the fuck you want at any time, that's when people start doing really fucked up things. Like, you're saying, like, we're talking to, like, they're getting away with our behaviors. Like, it's like with me and pornography. I can't watch pornography because it always has to get worse. I've watched literally every single form of pornography besides child pornography. Like, I've watched, like, fucking bestiality, like scat porn. Like, I'm just, and I'm like, and that's what gets me off. And that's what, when people...
I masturbated to scat porn.
So you were, like, jerking off to the bestiality, not performing, like, research on the bestiality.
Last night, a woman watched me jerk off to scat porn for, like, 20 minutes.
But no, but that's what I'm saying.
In person? No, she was, like, with you.
Yeah,
there.
Dave.
No, I was alive.
Okay. No. You know who you're talking
but this
to?
This is the point, though. This is the point, though. When you have enough money, and you've traveled to all the major cities, and you've ate at all the best restaurants, and you can buy whatever you want in any store you go into, and you got this house and that house and all these things, and it all, like, you end up fucking destroying yourself. That's why there's no such thing as a utopia. There can't be a utopia. You have to be challenged to do.
Because you're not allowed to jerk off the porn?
No.
Here's what's really happening.
The utopia is off the table now.
Okay, so
we're this close to utopia, but I can't jerk off the porn.
And I don't even like politics.
When you have all the money in the world, you end up doing things that fucking
are bad or
taboo because you fuck. What else is there to do?
I honestly think Dave nailed it. Him saying this is all bullshit. And that these people are just indulging because they can is the most accurate way to describe the power structure.
Of course. And it always comes down to
it
sex.
It is.
First, you've got to get power, and then, you know, money usually comes with power, and then you have the control, and then you act out on sexual deviancies.
Now, mind you, though, and here's my caveat, and this will always be the caveat. The caveat is in God we trust. The caveat is that there are inalienable human rights, and that there is a higher force. And that if you subject yourself to its will, you'll find that every man, as a result, is entitled to his own pursuit of God within himself.
Well, yeah, you could say that's like the kind of karma.
That's the American ethos, is what it really is.
No, but you were saying before, but that shit about being 30 and you live... Whatever, 30 comes and it shows you the life you've lived.
Exactly.
Whatever, right? That's what
you get the bill, the receipt.
But it's
from...
not technically 30. Like, there are some people like, yo, I went to detox with this one guy.
Anybody else want to hold this?
His name was Vincenzo. Sweet guy, awesome dude. And he ran a barbershop for 30-something years. He had a wife, two daughters. He had a nice home. And he had a cottage up north somewhere. COVID came and his fucking barber shop shut down. He lost all his income.
Better shut up before I suck that cock.
Do you remember that?
And then
the barber's
through that he started drinking more.
Stranger
ended up losing his wife. Lost his daughters. Then met a girl. Started drinking more with her. Got back into cocaine. Never did cocaine since his early 20s. This guy's 50 years old. One night they ran into cocaine and Someone was there and they had fentanyl and he was all fucked up anyways. He's like, oh, I'll try some.
Fuck.
Did it, got hooked.
Fuck.
Within 3 years, this guy was homeless.
Fuck.
He was in rehab and literally all he had was the bag that he packed to go to fucking detox.
Fuck me.
And he was like, he couldn't get over it. He's like, dude, he's like, I did the right thing my whole life, man.
Yeah.
You know, I hit a rough spot. He's like, that place was my home. They had this barbershop for 30 years.
Yeah.
And then it got shut down, you know? Lost his wife, lost everything.
Lockdown was designed to do that to people.
Like, fuck.
Yeah, but the real question there is ask what was really eating him. You know, and he didn't do that kind of investigative work.
I don't know.
I will say he could have, like, turned it around like a lot of barbers did.
Obviously, he made mistakes and stuff, but I've heard that story. Like, look at me, man. Like, yo, I only had a show for 3.5 years. That show that I ran in Guelph, I paid my rent off of it. I had a great time there, man. And, like, even comedy in general. Like, I was doing it every night of the week for 6 years. Every night. I lost that shit, and I lost my fucking mind. I eventually lost my job, I lost my girlfriend, I lost all the people who I thought were friends. And it was all in the mix of, like, trying to get, like, sober, dude, throughout it. Like, I'm not putting the blame on it. Like, for sure, I probably had a problem before. But it went from, like, it went from here to here very quickly. You know what I mean? And, like, yeah, you could say, like, oh, whatever. Like, you gotta buck up and power through those things. But sometimes people don't. Sometimes people cripple. Yeah. Through those things in their life that they lost, you know? Like, I'm sad about a show that I had for 3.5 years. This guy had a place for 30 years. There's other people that, you know, they keep going, they power through, or maybe take out a fucking loan on their house to... Yeah. So you still gotta pay rent at these fucking places, right? That's how he lost his. So it's not really a thing of character. Well, I guess it's...
Here's what I want to tie back to this attorney in return is because when I talk about ROIs... an investment. So a thought is an investment in your future.
Of course. Until you get to the future.
The receipt you get is the receipt you get. Okay? And the sincerity element. So, for instance, there'll be a girl, right? A hot girl. My dick's hard, her pussy's wet. I don't fuck her. Okay? Think about this. What does she see? She sees a liar in that moment. She sees a guy that, for whatever reason, whatever insecurity or reason that he fumbled the bag, really, I wanted to fuck her and I didn't. The ROI that you're getting is a return.
No, not really, though. I've used that trick actually specifically. Like, one thing I would, like, use that I would say to women all the time would be, like, listen, I really want to fuck you, but, like, that's not my style. It's not something I do. I don't do, like, a one-night stand type of thing. And the fact that I would say that over and over, that would make them want me more. Because they're like, just so you know, I'm not fucking, I'm like, oh, listen, I'm not that type of guy. I would never actually do that thing. And then just the fact of me saying that would make them, like, be, like, undeniably, like, made up in their head that this is going to happen.
No, but this was just
That's
a moment.
Beautiful.
This was just
That's
a moment that fun. No, it's awesome.
Thank
I appreciate
you for sharing
that.
Dave, actually.
Yeah, that's sneaky. I would use that all the time.
Oh, fuck yeah, this is like inside secrets, bro.
Yeah, that is a good one.
No, but I just was saying this for the factor that when you're getting that return on the investment, you're getting a return on your sincerity. So, it is a character.
Well, no one can be 100% sincere or honest. I mean, if you think you are, you're full of shit.
No, you're Everyone's honest, in, but you're honest inside your own head.
No, you're not. Well, things honestly come to you.
Wait,
but...
Dave, does honesty only count if it's 100%?
Like, how are you not honest?
As honest as I can.
Well, then we got to define what truth is.
But that doesn't matter from this perspective. It doesn't matter.
Really,
what matters is that where you are today is an honest representation of your thoughts leading up to now.
Oh shit! Thank you.
It doesn't matter how honest you were. Where you are now is an honest reflection of what you
There's
did.
There's no such thing as 100% honesty. There's no such thing as, like, basically even 100% from a fact, really.
Yeah, there is. It's called this moment right now.
Yeah, that. That's
concrete.
That's the one thing.
Yeah, but that's I'm saying that
like
what
you
did led up to this.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying
that's still an illusion. I still think those things are illusions.
What things in particular?
Like everything in life. Like, you know that whole theory. What's that one, like, classic theory? It's like prove last Tuesday. And you can't do it. People will be like, well, I took a picture last Tuesday.
It's pretty
or, you know, I took a video last Tuesday. And you're like, yeah, but that's still happening now. And you have it on this device.
But no, honestly, so, though, going back to what you said about the first, not fucking on a first date, I think that's just good practice. I think to just not fuck on a first date is good practice.
But the whole point was just to tell her that so you could fuck her. So it's just good manipulation. That.
No, it's
that's most appealing.
It is because here's the
and
thing.
It's sociopathic.
Oh, absolutely.
It's sociopathic. Being a womanizer and using people.
It's brilliant. It's obvious, but sometimes you need a person to tell you that.
It's sociopathic. It's not something to be proud of. When you put enough time and energy into anything, you'll eventually be good at it.
So you're good at lying to women.
I'm pretty... You know what's fucked up? Okay, here. So this girl said to me one time... So I used to lie all the time. And this girl said to me one time... Because I, like, cut it off with her. I was like, hey, you know what? We're not the thing. She's like, you know what? You know what pisses me off most is the...
Is because... I... Basically, like, am interested in subject matter.
Well, yeah, as you should.
Right? So that makes me a dork. Automatically, kind of. To women...
Yo, boy, so we're back on this.
I would fuck girls. I would get in a relationship... Okay, you want to talk about the kind of relationships I would get in? So, I would get in a relationship with these super intelligent girls, okay? So, we'd be... I'm not even a very smart guy. My dad's smart. My dad's smart, smart, right? Like, I'm... I got boxing brain. I'm a menace.
Is he, like, a neurotic kind of smart guy?
He's
or like
just,
what kind of
he's
smart
just
guy?
An intelligent human being smart across guy, the board, right? And so... I'd get in a relationship with girls.
His only problem is he's native. So
yeah, so exactly. No, I love him, but he's...
That's why he's never very successful. And brewed a bunch of Dylan's gods. No,
so he had a couple, like, musician sons, is what he did. He had a couple of sons that were musicians. But he, basically... Yeah, he's super intelligent, but for me... So, here's the thing.
Did he mix with a white chick?
This girl, Vanessa, okay? And I'm still talking about her. Vanessa, I'll give you some credit because, you know, I am a bit of a fucking square. I'm not the... She called me a nerd, and it's probably true. But... I was at Matt Baxter's apartment. That's when we lived together, okay? And we were doing game all day. We would go out and just run game all day together, right? And I got pretty good game at this point. Not bragging. But he,
Hopefully it's better than your storytelling skills.
He basically... We're in his apartment.
It was a silly day.
And it was like 10 o'clock, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go out and do one more set. He's like, I got more in me. So I was laying in bed, probably jerking off. I put my dick down, and I said, I'm going to go out and do one more set. And I met this girl, and we dated for a bit. So two out of the three books I was reading, she was reading too. Just two dorks, right? And when the funny thing that I'm getting to is that when two intelligent people break up, the texts are so fucking well worded. It's like...
That's funny.
It's like... That's the kind of person I am, right? So, like, when I get into these relationships and we break up, it's like the most, like, intellectually... Every word is like... exactly what it's supposed to be, and it's biting and it hurts. Mm-hmm. And it really is. It's gonna end because it's two people that know exactly why. But yeah, overall, I would say that I'm probably my level of attractiveness is not super high in the sense of the market dictates that. So if I was super sexually attractive, I would know it.
That's fair. Like, I mean, that's really fair,
right? I'm just.
And I'm
the
same.
Yeah, but you're also
like
super broke and super mentally ill.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
Yeah. That's part of attraction.
That's all true.
Which that's actually what makes you. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I mean,
see, I get a lot of female attention, but it's like if it doesn't translate to pussy, then I'm not gonna brag about it. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
I'll take my hat off.
Yeah.
I don't care. I wear a hat, but I'll take it off in a second, bro.
You're my favorite, though. You know that?
You're my favorite, Dave. Mm. Not in a gay way. Mm. Unless you wanted to.
Yeah.
There we go. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
Oh, fuck. Are we, like, recording right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
No, but look, at the end of the day, I'll tell you one thing that me and Dave McInnes have in common is we both love females.
And each other a little bit.
Yeah. And each other. And each other a lot.
But mostly females, though. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, if we were fucking some females together and I end up accidentally sucking Dave's car.
Do you remember that one time me and Tommy fucking roasted that girl out of my apartment and then fucking she walks out and Dylan's standing in my living room with a full-on heart on? He's like, so what am I up? And she's like, what? No! Dylan's like, well, I thought we were getting going here. He's like, what? Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that. Oh, I remember being on shrooms and trying to listen to David Bowie. And him and Tom were both like, Dylan, you're a real spooky guy.
Yeah.
But it was like, because like, I am a real creepy fucking guy. That's probably one of the reasons too why girls don't want to hang out with me. I'm a real creepy guy. You know what I mean?
No, that wasn't it. There was...
No, I know what you mean. I'm pretty creepy too.
I'm a creepy guy, but I embrace it because it's like...
No, you were talking about the Dark Ages, and we were talking about, like, spooky, we were talking about, like, crazy shit, and Dylan, like, went on, like, a fucking 20-minute rant on, like, what the darkness of life is really like. People don't even understand what the darkness is like, and then Tom cut him off, he's like, it's some pretty spooky stuff. After, like, a 20-minute Dylan Scott satanic rant.
No, but you know what it is?
Yeah. It was pretty funny. Well, that was the best, though. She comes out, and I made her cry, because, like, after we fucked her, we were like, oh, my God, like, I was like, you're bad, eh? And she said, what do you mean I'm bad? I'm like, just fucking the fact you came in. Like, she literally walked in, took, you don't remember this?
Dude, I have vague, my memory's not my best asset.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But I was like, you're really bad, and then she started crying, because I guess... Technically, I was like kind of shaming her about. Oh no, that was it. She left her kid at home. She comes over, and me and my buddy roast her. And then we're like, yo, you have your kid at home? She's like, we're like, yo, that's bad. And then you just come over here and get roasted and leave your kid at home. She starts crying. So she goes to leave, and then she comes out in the living room, and Dylan Scott's standing there with his pants down, with a full on hard on, and she screams.
Did you, like, find out she had the kid at home before or
after roasting?
I'm
going to tell you right now, this story is not
true. You're bad.
I'm going to tell you right now, this story is not true.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely didn't happen. Here's my memory of it, okay? My memory of it is we're tripping on shrooms. I thought Tom was trying to secretly get me to suck his cock outside.
No, that's... Hold on, let's finish.
Okay.
Let's finish. That was a different day.
And this is what I thought. I thought Tom was trying to get me to suck his cock, and then I remember looking at him. I'm like, did you guys just trick me into admitting I was gay? Because every time I do shrooms, to me, it just all looks like human meat. I don't see any differentiation. I just see human, and I want to consume it. So, or even subhuman. But I just want it.
No, that's not what happened. That was a different
and,
so, and then, we, me no. too. Yeah. So Dylan drives me because Dylan was doing
I
don't,
that's
show
what I remember. And I also remember, and I also remember talking about beating people up and telling stories about beating people up and how,
you don't remember the dark
and
age?
How I'm mentally ill and how maybe
you're
I had
just trying to beat that ass up.
You know, if you're like both you remembering it wrong and there was no woman and you like spit roasted
no, there was a woman.
Each other.
Him and Tom spit roasted a girl. I did not expose myself to this.
No.
I wasn't that advanced.
She came out in the end of
no, but did you tell her when she came out of the door, did you tell her, hey, am I
no, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, she came out and she screamed because Dylan was in her living room with a full on erection. And he's like,
I don't remember this.
Next.
I don't think this is true, but I'm just saying.
Why? Because we're recording this right now?
No, it's because I'm not going to. On record, I'll say what I remember. I won't say what I didn't. I remember there was blow involved, I think.
Okay, well, if he's willing to admit that on record, I don't see why he'd lie.
Yeah. I know. Unless there was no blow.
Son of a bitch, once again, I'm wrong.
Maybe it was someone else.
No, it wasn't. It was no one. Anyways, that was funny.
But yeah, I think there's a general like way that we do this to ourselves, where we're like we measure our worth against somebody else's idea of what we are. And now it's like everybody's become a commodity. And I think that if you're going to do that, if you're going to play the worth game, you should play it right. And if you're going to play the worth game, you should at least, like, upgrade your identity where you can, when you can. because you're better off actually thinking that you have inherent worth without anything else to avoid the lies of...
Yeah, well, that's obviously the... That's obviously,
like, that's a higher level that none of us are really at.
The only reason why anyone wakes up...
None of us are really at that level.
You think that it's going to be worth it. Or it could be worth it. No one ever, like... That's why people kill themselves, because you wake up enough days in a row.
You could probably use one of these papers, but this
is it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
To keep going, you have to have that.
Some, but I just think
it's kind of what fucks me a little bit. And sometimes I just feel like none of it's sort of worth it, and it keeps me from doing, I think, what I should do.
And here's the thing, though, and you know this from experience, I'm sure, that when you actually just do the thing, you get a kickback of some worth on that.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I think it's even just like, I see my own personal worth as so fucking low that it kind of just, I don't know.
I understand that so much, brother.
It's not what it was, definitely. I used to be really bad with it to the point where I wouldn't leave the house fucking ever, you know? But, yeah, I'm still kind of fucked with that.
It's a tough one. I'm fucked with it too, man. Like, there's days where I wake up, I feel like a shell, like an absolute nothing burger.
Yeah, yeah, straight up, yeah.
Like, I don't even exist.
Dude, I just, like, I gotta look in the mirror.
Yeah, man, me too, dude.
And just do insane shit and make insane faces in the mirror just to kind of remember, like, some semblance of who I am. You know, I go, blah, 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 you know, just to fucking feel it.
Yeah, dude.
It does help.
It's called, yeah, it's, you got some issues and that's it. It's... I have some of that, and I think that if you do elevate or attempt to, in whatever way you can, elevate your identity to match the things that you might want.
Well, my whole thing is just to remember to be silly sometimes, you know? Because sometimes I take shit and myself way too seriously.
Silly is such a
that I just fucking shouldn't. It is. It's a fucking hilarious fucking word, and it's what I gotta remember. You know, that's why I look in the mirror and do the faces and just be a fucking retard, you know? Because sometimes I'm just way too, like, about shit, you know? Like my dad, dude. Dimitri met my dad one time. He's got, like, such a stick up his ass about shit. Neurotic, you know? And
yeah, your dad contacted me online a couple times.
Oh, he's crazy.
Come on, stay over tonight,
so
Dylan.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, he stopped.
Dimitri's parents are coming over in the morning.
Sorry if I'm talking about gay shit, too.
We should
I do apologize.
His mom.
I want to do some sex stuff with you, Dave, now.
Okay.
Well, what about my mom, though?
We'll have girls, though, if we're going to do it.
Yeah, Dimitri's mom. She's coming tomorrow morning.
My dad could join
you. You know how to box? Show you the... Take out his dad, and then we'll just...
His dad has hands that are bigger than my hand.
My dad's a giant.
His dad's a fucking monster.
We'll act friendly at first. Throw him down the stairs.
If I punched his dad, I have a feeling his dad would, like, laugh at me, dude.
Probably. Yeah, he would. He's fucking scary.
Yeah, he's a scary dude. He's got a thick head, thick neck. Like
thick hands that he just likes to squeeze people's hands while he shakes
a
it.
A large human.
Finds it funny, like shaking people's
and
hands.
Dimitri will be able to see firsthand what he's done to society.
Dimitri's a handsome lad.
His mother,
let's
so
be honest.
I should do better, but like he said, I'm broken out of my mind. So
when I walk beside Dimitri in public. You think girls are looking at me or the tall guy? It just looks like, come on.
I should approach more chicks.
I
want to
see him smash. I don't want to watch you, but I
kind of. Dude, it's fun. I'm getting better at it as I fuck more of these whores in Toronto. It's fucking nice.
Yeah, my life's shit, boys. I'll tell you right now. No, I get a lot of female attention because when I go to the gym, I train like an absolute retarded animal. So girls look at me, and the one girl today, she was just like touching her pussy, like watching me. And, like,
the gym is such a filthy place.
The gym is such a bad place for a guy like me because nobody's doing what I'm doing at the gym.
Yeah, I know. I can just imagine.
What are you doing in the gym? What's your
just crazy
I'll do like,
sets?
I'll do like 1,500 push-ups. Shit like that.
Pretty bad. Are they clean?
Clean. Full,
just like
full
in a
reps. Yeah, like, they look good. They feel good.
Do you break the elbow? Or do you do the
today
jack?
I did about. Today I only
do you break the elbow or do you do the car jack?
Today I only did a couple hundred. Look, no, when I train, bro. I show up. I mean, because
when you break elbows, then you're fucking. That's. Even to do, for me, I find if I do 30 push-ups and I break my elbow.
Do you know what it goes to, guys? You want to know when you're sexy? You're sexy when you're in your element.
That's when you're sexy.
Thank God I'm not doing anything I like tonight. I want Dylan to fuck me. Again.
Do that, Dave. Do that. No, yeah, no, it's... It is what it is, right? Like, if you're just doing your thing, it's cool. You always... If you're doing what you know you already should be doing as a man, you're gonna get pussy. You know all the things you're supposed to do.
Oh. Eating pussy and kicking ass.
I actually wrote a song today in my head in the mirror. It was about, I think it was I Love Pussy, I think it was. It was something along those lines. It's about how much I love pussy.
You're a real artist.
Dylan, you don't have any more drinks?
Except for along those lines. No, but it's weird. I have a weird time. Girls just get me really hard.
Did you finish the whiskey?
Yeah, we finished the whiskey.
Yeah. Passed it around. No. I had a bunch. Yeah. It was good. It was really smoky. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, no, no. I'm not going to give you a sip of shit, dude.
Yeah.
You should have had your own alcohol as a grown man. I don't care. You should have stole some. I don't care.
Ask one of the eight women you fucked this year for some beer.
Mr. No, but Jared, Braggart over there. Jared, if you ever want to go out and just learn game, I'll help you. I mean, I know game.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm an unlikable human being.
Fuck off.
Shit.
See, you can't. I just feel like I'm an alien. And rebuild them in the image of God.
I'm a fucking alien, bro.
I would break you down and then rebuild you.
I could get pussy. It just happens like in really Robo weird Pop. Ways every fucking time.
He's gonna melt you down into alloy.
Look, maggot. You're about to go through hell. You understand me? No, it would.
He's gonna bleed through the foundry.
It would be an orgy.
Yeah, melt him into a maxi.
Be a shiny new robot.
Yeah,
it'd be different.
Just a walking suit.
You wouldn't
of armor.
Come out of it. You'd be indoctrinated.
You start selling this program.
I actually do this, dude.
Like, do you actually do it? Yeah,
he does.
That would be, but you should like maybe do it on like social media as well.
No, I'm gonna step it up. It's just I have too much stuff to offer these kids. Like, I look at it like
because your videos were good. I don't know if you remember, with, like, you would just like post like random videos of us like talking.
Yeah, it is.
It's that cool. Would definitely like. And then all I see on my YouTube is that there's like shorts, those like quick like real things.
Well, I mean, the world's starving for it right now. You have a guy like me who's on the aggressive side of life. I'm an aggressive guy. Aggressive guys get things done. Period. Point blank.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Yeah.
This is a great
playlist. I'm just like the chicks kind of thing, you know? I just, like, don't care about anything.
This is yours.
I don't know. It's hard to explain. And yeah. I just, like, I don't know. I say gay, stupid shit anyway, so I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, I can break you down and help you with just certain understandings, right? Like, I'm not going to give you everything right now, but there's certain things that are going to take a lot of social pressure off you. Where, like, social pressure is from conditioning. Right, you've been taught a lot of things about how to behave and act, and a lot of what I do is, I really realize, tell people how insignificant they are and how nobody cares about them.
That's a fucking lootly, right?
So,
That's a fucking lootly. So,
nobody gives a fuck. You can
but
do
you know what the
want.
Problem is?
I've literally shown my cock in front of...
Dylan, I just took a sit-down pee.
A group
pee.
Of
think?
Humans. And they kind of went, oh, look, there's a cock.
I know all this shit, yet still, wow. I'm fucked.
There's a cock? Not only is there a cock, there's the impressive man it's attached to.
Look at the cock there.
That would pull it out to a group of people.
That's insane.
Dylan, I just took a sit-down pee. What do you think?
What about your sit-down pee?
Sit-down pee, what do you think about
that? You want to know what I think?
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it too much.
Yeah. That's perfect. Yeah.
No, I'm not into it.
Why'd you do the sit-down pee?
Yeah. You know what's actually funny about it? I thought it was because this one girl, I used to get in trouble for peeing all over your bowl. But you know what it is? Is because when my drinking really picked up, sometimes when I would pee, if I would have to fart, I'd
right
shit
now.
Myself.
Anybody want this?
No.
So, I would shit myself
you want it
when I would pee. So, in case I farted sometimes, my stool is so loose.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm, I understand that. Yeah. I had a phase of that
so
in my life.
So it's better to sit down.
Does it still smell? Oh, shit.
I never did a sit-down pee. I just bit the bullet and shit my pants a bunch of times.
Dude, sometimes I take a shit, there's like three different layers of shit, three different types.
Damn,
it's gross. And I'm like, oh my god, I just like, oh. For days. What the fuck? Shit talk on the pedophile slash pank stars.
We should get that fucking Jamaican horn in the back.
We need a soundboard.
Buddy one.
So, do you have any more made up stories about Dylan Scott?
No, only ones you guys have heard.
Yeah.
Like the hipster one.
By the way,
one, you've heard that
Jamie Villeneuve wants to come back for a couple months. What do you guys think? Should we do this?
Yeah, he could stay in my room with me.
Mm. Yeah, you can just pull out the rest of the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Share the food time.
The food time, yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Lou? Should we take up Jamie on his offer of letting him back here for a couple months?
Or he could set up a tent on the balcony kind of shit. He's just not allowed to go in my room. You have to take a ladder down.
Alright, I gotta take this call, boys. Here, just someone take
this. He looks like a pimp. He dresses like a pimp because he ain't a pimp. Come on, boys. Let's be fucking real. Nah, but no, for real, though. I mean, there's a lot of social pressure that you put on yourself unnecessarily, and it causes fatigue.
Well,
I can see it. I can see it in your eyes, and it's a fatigue that you don't need to have.
Fucking movie.
So there's a few types of fatigue when it comes to gaming, okay? One fatigue is decision-making fatigue. So should I or shouldn't I? Another fatigue is self-judgment fatigue. I'm a piece of shit. Everybody's judging me. And,
see, my inner monologue is less everyone's judging me. It's more so just, I'm a piece of shit.
Yo, who has that quote? It's like, do it or don't, you'll regret both.
Yeah.
Who says that? That's soccer.
And then there's another one where it's like, so what did I say? I said there's self-judgment fatigue, there's decision-making fatigue, and then there's like this, I don't know, there's another one that I was told from a different person, but the ones that I can definitely attest for are the, from my own experience, are the decision-making and the self-judgment.
Yo, Dylan, I set up my Instagram 7 days ago, and they asked me my gender on it, and for gender I put other, and then it had the option to type it in. Wait, you put your gender, and I just put tired.
Yeah. No, but I bring that up, so I don't want to just regurgitate other guys' stuff, because really I won't be able to teach it anyways, because clearly I don't have a good memory. So what I can tell you guys is the stuff that I know, and when...
Dylan's going to be a teacher. He's going to get a job at an elementary school.
The pressure that people put on themselves often, okay? And this is simply a technical side, not spiritual, not just technical. A pressure that people put on themselves is the idea that it matters what they say. So essentially, when you're connecting with a female, the first thing you're just doing is simply connecting. So why I bring this up is it's just a vibe.
Words. You know what my trouble is right now? I'm in a relationship I have to get the fuck out of. And that's what's sort of fucking with my head a lot, because in this relationship I'm in, those words matter so much more than they need to, in that, like, kind of like a slip of the tongue or even something worded wrong explodes and goes crazy and just fucks my day kind of a thing, you know? Where I'm getting walls of angry text messages and shit. And it's like I have to talk myself out of it, you know? It screws with you a little in social interactions outside of that relationship. And, yeah.
Now you want power, okay?
Dylan, I got a question for you, Dylan. What's the most work and energy you put into someone in your life?
Okay, so here's the thing, all right? I'll tell you right now. I don't cuddle, I don't hang out, all right?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm asking.
I've never hung out with a girl before 8 p.m. So I've never in my life hung out with a girl other than in
that's
the
what moment. I mean. Who's no? I'm saying not a woman per se. It could be anyone, a friend, brother.
What?
Who's the person in your life that you've put the most energy into?
A female.
But who?
Anyway. A girl that I loved and broke my heart.
Oh, how old were you?
In my early 20s. That was a big part of this game, the game villain story, that really the villain arc, probably. But am I bitter? No.
Is she still alive?
I beat a bunch of people up and then I cut town. I left town, but the. Thing
yeah,
is,
it's like a Western. Can I ask you one more time, bro?
Like, I love that you said that with the hat on.
I did. I beat some people up and I left town. That's what I did.
Yeah, look at those, like, saloon doors.
Yeah. There's a little cowboy in me. I was actually, there for sure is, but. Yeah, no, she. I fell in love with her. She was a beautiful, beautiful girl. Yeah, we just had a fling or whatever, but the point is that I didn't fuck her because I had such bad game.
You always go back.
So that's really what started it all, you know, was realizing that my game was so shit, right? Now the stuff I know now is like, look, from a technical standpoint, if you want to get into the minutiae of game, like little detailed, like, oh, this is how you approach, or this is how you talk, or this is how you hold conversation or hold frame, none of that is so much really important. I would say 10% of your game is your game. It's the Titanic effect, where 90% of the iceberg is underneath the tip. What you're seeing at the iceberg is just the tip, so...
And you want them to see the tip.
Yeah, just the
and
tip.
And you put the tip in, and then just your the penis so goes inside them.
The bulk of your game is actually your life.
Yeah. Well, shit, man, for most of my life, the game for me was not being myself and being able to get laid through that. And now I've just become so fucking tired of that. You know, like not saying the things I think I should say kind of thing. And I would get pussy through that. And it just got so fucking bored of it. So bored of it. Because like usually the kinds of people that, I don't know, that I would kind of have in my life based on what I do kind of shit would be just like these fucking liberal chicks. You know? And I just got so bored of it kind of shit. So I don't know.
Yeah, when you get a guy like me who actually does game and takes it serious, it's a different perspective altogether. It's not like a regular person who's a casual dater, right? Or like a person who's, just understand where I'm coming from a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
I know where you're it's coming not from. Like a I'm guy, saying more so based yeah. on my experience in the circles I was in
so
kind of shit.
What makes me have to do is I have to look at each case individually, look at each person, basically, and say, where are you trying to get to? With your life, because I don't live a regular life. Mm-hmm. I can always bend the will. I can always bend reality.
Mm. Oh, dog, I'm so anxious for people to find out, you know, if I'm ever talking to a chick that we have a comedy club in the living room kind of shit. You know, like what they would think about it kind of thing. And it sucks because I love it. I think it's the greatest thing in the fucking world. And that an element of my life has to be worrying about what somebody would think about it as they get to know me kind of
I
shit.
I should worry about it more. I don't even give a fuck.
So I can go through right?
I shouldn't give a fuck.
Totally on my
I'll turn this
about
off.
Like, oh, by the way,
teach you.
Comedy shows every weekend. Come on.
Your average person.
They show up, they're like, it's in your living room?
Yo, turn this off. I'm going to teach the guy game because nobody gives a fuck unless you like game. So.
You have to choose about game.
I don't really want to publicly.
Oh, you don't want to? Oh, yeah.
I don't really want to.
Yeah, I hate that we're even recording.
Oh, here,
it makes me so anxious. Fucking recording shit.
We don't
shit
need to record
it
anymore.
Garbage.
I think this is episode was long
throw
enough.
Throw that recorder out the fucking windows. I don't
know. Just because I wanted to actually break it down. I don't want to make it a thing. If I'm going to tell you, right?
Okay, well, let's wait for Lewis because he knows how to shut this thing off. But, I mean, you know, thanks for coming out and rambling. And hopefully
but, yeah,
whoever
no,
listened
I can break,
to this.
Break down a process.
Learn something.
That will actually... make you understand
right,
maybe some of the things you're doing wrong
mm-hmm.
from a